It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Stop doing that. NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
There we go. Woo! Pew, pew, pew. NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. has announced plans to retire at the end of the year. His racing team, Hendrick Motorsports, released a statement saying after 18 seasons, more than 600 races and 29 pairs of jorts, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will bring his NASCAR Cup Series driving career to a close at the conclusion of 2017. Woo! Pew,
pew, pew, pew. Earnhardt Jr. also said in a statement, I can't wait to see what life is like turning right.
So there's that. And former Bachelor star Chris Soules has been released from jail after being arrested for fleeing from the scene of a deadly crash in Iowa. Soules was arrested yesterday after witnesses near the scene of the crash ID'd him and called police. He wasn't arrested until several hours later because he refused to leave the house until police returned with a search warrant. He was in possession of alcoholic beverage containers at the time of the crash. He posted a $10,000 cash bond, surrendered his passport, and has been ordered to wear an ankle monitor until his trial starts. He was driving a pickup truck when he slammed into a farmer on a tractor on Monday night, setting the tractor into a ditch, and the farmer later died.
Wow.
He appeared on The Bachelor for season 19 in 2015. Court records show he was convicted of operating under the influence back in 2006. And get ready to let it go. For Frozen 2 will drop into theaters on November 27th, 2019. That is 6 years to the day after the first one debuted. No cast or crew has been announced, but Kristen Bell, who voiced Anna in the original, share the news on Twitter, so you can probably...
How did you say original right there?
Originally.
The original.
The original. The original Frozen 2. So you can probably expect her to be back. And Madonna is supposedly angry over the news that a Hollywood studio plans to produce an unauthorized biopic called Blondie, Ambition of Her Early Years in New York, when she was struggling to break into the music business. The 58-year-old singer wrote on Instagram, "Nobody knows what I know and what I've seen. Only I can tell my story. Anyone else who tries is a charlatan and a fool."
A what? I hate big words like charlatan. Sounds like a city.
Do the Charleston? The dance? Woo!
Sounds like a city in South Carolina.
Looking for instant gratification without doing the work. This is a disease in our society, so she's obviously not going to be cool with that movie. And Sony is ending their partnership with Dr. Luke amid his legal saga with Kesha, who claims he sexually assaulted her more than a decade ago. A rep for Dr. Luke denied that Sony had completely cut ties with him, but his website or webpage on the Sony Music site has been taken down, and he's no longer the Kemosabe CEO. So
does that mean that Kesha is going to do music again?
I freaking hope. I miss Kesha.
I do too.
The sound, like her sound, though, is getting older and older, and like she won't be popular anymore. So I'm worried about that.
Her love is my drug.
Yeah, that's the garbage.
It's the truth. Thank you, Alex.